Welcome on into the 8 o'clock hour. It's Chris Thomas tonight. Turtle with you until 10 o'clock. A busy, busy show talking about the Falcons, specifically about QB1. Do we have a problem, y'all? Do we have a problem? Because here's my situation, and here's my worry. And if you want to call in, got some time here to take your calls, 404-726-0929. Had a bunch of great calls to start the show. Y'all worried about the growth of Michael Penix Jr.? Because I am. These three games have been not good. He had some good throws in the Bucs game. Not taking that away from him. But overall, the performance of Michael Penix Jr. this season, not good. Only one passing touchdown on the season, and that was a 50-yard run by Bijan Robinson after a checkdown. So he essentially has no touchdown passes to wide. Not essentially. He does not have a touchdown pass to a wide receiver or a tight end. And we're three games into the season. Why do I bring this up? Well, it all started with a tweet from Dan Orlovsky. And I mentioned this at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. And it's only grown exponentially from there. Dan Orlovsky tweeted out a clip of a breakdown he did on his show NFL Live on ESPN. And like I tweeted at C. Thomas Radio, you can go check out the tweet. Falcons fans, if you do one thing today, watch this video, I implore you. And Dan Orlovsky, as well as Swagoo, on there as well, Marcus Spears, did a four-minute breakdown of everything that's going wrong with the Falcons offense based around the pistol. And Dan Orlovsky's tweet read as the following: stop living in the pistol. And he explained why this living on the pistol situation is hurting the Falcons offense. It's essentially making it linear, predictable, and not allowing for Bijan Robinson to hit the creases, to hit the open spaces, and it's preventing Michael Penix Jr. from being able to launch it deep, which we essentially haven't seen this season at all. So that tweet has now since obliterated my previous mark for engagement as a tweet. Listen, it is what it is. It's just a tweet. But my point is that the passion and the fervor from all of y'all Falcons fans, I hear you and I see you and I feel your frustration. 80,000 of you have now watched this video on my account. 850 of you have liked it. And over 150 of you, or, and here's the funniest part, have bookmarked it. Meaning you want to save this one in your back pocket for later, as I mentioned earlier in the show. So again, it's not to brag. It's to say that, listen, I'm here to talk to y'all about this team that you clearly, passionately care about and want this damn offense to get fixed. You don't get that type of engagement if you don't care. So that shows me that you care, and I am here to talk to you. 404-726-0929. Let's kick it off with Eddie. Eddie, you're in the game. What do you think? Are you now worried about the growth of Michael Penix Jr. because of the way this offense is being used right now? All right, 404-726-0929. Let's go to Theo. Theo's up next. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Theo. Theo, you're up next.
Hey, how you doing, Turtle?
What's up, Theo?
Hey, so Monday I was listening to Dukes and Bell, and they mentioned, which I've noticed in the game, Michael Penix is sitting by himself on the bench. And then so Monday Night Football came around, I'm paying attention, and like after a series, you know, they'll sit down with the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach and the running back's coach and the quarterback sitting around all of his wide receivers like on tablets. They had got these tablets out, and I went back and watched the Falcons tape, and nobody has tablets. So me and my buddies, we got like five tablets, and I got them in a box. I need to go to FedEx tomorrow and Do I need to ship them out to Flowery Branch?
Or, let me tell you what. I think you may be in luck there, Theo, and I appreciate the phone call at 404-726-0929. Because maybe maybe that's part of why they're moving Zach Robinson down to the field, because they want to get Penix more involved in things exactly like what you just described. So I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in. I know that was tongue in cheek, but I think you actually have a good point, because that's what Zach Robinson moving down could potentially bring more of. He's talking about, and he's right. If you watch quarterbacks around the league, you do see them after series go sit on the bench with their OC and go over what just happened. And if they're not doing that in Atlanta, they should. And maybe Zach Robinson being down on the ground will help that. Barry's up next. Barry, go ahead.
Yes, I have one quick question for you. I have been in the same mindset since about mid-season last year, or even before. Are you comfortable that this OC, are you comfortable with his ability to call plays and scheme for the offense? And I'll hang up and listen, because I'm not. His play calling seemed tremendously elementary to me.
Well, Barry, it's funny you bring that up, and I thank you for the phone call. That's literally exactly what the Dan Orlovsky and Abe, our buddy from the Midday Show, hit me up earlier and said, hey, we had Mark Schlereth on talking about the pistol as well, and everyone's saying the same thing. It's vanilla. Barry, to your point, it's uncreative, and it's limiting the offense right now. It's making it way too predictable. So to answer your question, right now, do I trust Zach Robinson? No, I don't. He needs to prove it. He keeps saying all the right – like, again, it's one thing – Oren, my mom used to tell me this all the time because I was a little brat as a kid. You can say all the right things, but it's what you do that matters most. I was really good at saying I'm sorry for kicking over the lamp. But I got to stop kicking over the lamp. That's the real problem. Zach Robinson can say in these press conferences everything that he wants, but if you don't do it on the field, then it doesn't mean anything. Now, Eddie's called back. Eddie, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Chris, man? Listen, I heard a caller earlier say that Jaden Daniels did well in his first year, and Patrick Mahomes did well his first year. But you have to look at the situation. Michael Penix does not have a Cliff Kingsbury calling the plays or an Andy Reid calling the plays. He has a first-year play caller calling plays. Michael Penix is going to be fine, right? Michael Penix will put the team on his back. We've seen him do that in the Tampa Bay game. It's Zach Robinson, man. I mean, and I know this is the same point everyone's echoing, but Zach Robinson will make or break this team. And real quick, a hot take. This weekend, we might be playing our next head coach in Cliff Kingsbury. All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I'm not sure. But listen, in terms of the offense, you're right. And that's why I'm worried. That's exactly the point, Eddie, is why I'm worried. Because if Zach Robinson continues to limit and stunt the growth of Michael Penix Jr., where are we at? Because you're right. We don't Michael Penix Jr. does not have enough NFL experience. You use the term put the team on his back to do that consistently. He just doesn't. He's not prime Tom Brady. He's not Baker Mayfield right now who can do that and has done it three consecutive weeks in a row. So you need to get this thing right, and hopefully Zach Robinson can learn from these mistakes and grow and help Michael Penix grow. But if he can't, we're in trouble, y'all. Ken's up next. Ken, what do you think?
Hey, what's going on? Good evening. I don't think this franchise, I don't believe that serious. Of all the people that need to be fired, you fired the wide receivers coach? That's your fix-all. I honestly believe Raheem does not want to get anybody who can make him look bad, or they can say, hey, something go wrong. Hey, we want to put him in as the head coach. You getting these coordinators that you know looking for a shot. You're not getting up. You didn't get anybody who's established who can sit there and cultivate this young man and make a play. I mean, our plays are as basic as anything. And I'm really starting to question how serious they are about winning, because if you had started this season off like this, at this point, and you know how much riding on this, somebody more important than a wide receivers coach would have been fired. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ken. Thanks for checking in. Arthur Blank just doesn't do that, man. The Dan Quinn thing was an anomaly, and that was after he took the team to a Super Bowl. So I don't think in his second season they're going to fire Ra in the middle of the year. I think they're going to at least – I mean, listen, anything could happen if they start off 1-8, Oren. I mean, I don't think they're going to be banging down the drum to keep Raheem Morris here, but we'll see. But to Ken's point, listen, these guys want to win, Ken. We know that. But in order to put the team in the best position, you need to make good hires, to your point. Zach Robinson is a guy that worked with him in L.A., and they know each other very well, and he felt like he was ready. Maybe he was wrong. 404-726-0929. Pastor T is up next. Go ahead.
What's going on, Turtle? I'm just going to pretty much repeat everything I've been listening to now. I just got on here and listened to you. But it's definitely an OC. I mean, Penix hadn't lost the ability to play football. He's been successful at every level. But confidence is a funny thing. It can really get in our heads and mess with our talent to some degree. But, you know, I watched a show on, I think it's NFL.com, and they were saying, I may be having this backwards, but they were saying that when Falcons are in shotgun, they run the ball like almost 90% of the time. Yeah. And when they're in pistol, they throw the ball. Wherever the stat was, I can't remember.
Right.
But look, if these guys got it, you think these professional football teams and defensive coordinators ain't figured that out? I mean, they're taking away the gaps for Bijan, and he's our. I mean, we got too much talent. It's an OC problem. I'll hang up and listen to you, Turtle.
Appreciate you, Pastor T. Thanks for checking in. No, you're right. And again, to reference Mark Schlereth on our air and Dan Orlovsky, that's exactly what these guys are saying. It's predictable. It's vanilla, and the defenses have no problem sniffing out what's coming next. A couple more before we get out of here. Tim is up next. Tim.
Okay. Good afternoon, evening. They've already paid the man, Kirk Cousins. They need stability. They need experience. Get rid of the offensive coordinator. Hell, you can even let Kirk Cousins call his own plays. I mean, if the man's healthy, you need to go with him if you want to win now. If you're interested in developing a quarterback that you it's just crazy to me. Everybody says, all right, they've held all this money to win.
Tim, hang on. Do me a favor. We're going to hang up, and I'm going to want you to listen, Tim. Listen to this on your radio right now. Matt Ryan, on his podcast with our buddy Zach Klein from WSB, Todd France, and Aaron Donald. That's such an interesting mix to be on a podcast. But anyway, they got to talking about the Falcons, and Matt Ryan was asked by the crew, would you consider going back to Kirk? So, Tim, this is your answer to that question.
Why can't Cousins compete? And why do you fire a wide receiver coach? Matt,
what kind of competition do you think is going to happen at practice this week at the quarterback position? Like, he had his opportunity. He played last year and showcased, you know, what he did, and he had his chance. Yeah. And they felt like that was a different thing. I think,
but playing these
games, when you're playing games, here's the bottom line. When you're playing games with your quarterback position after you've drafted somebody top 10 overall, you got a great chance of screwing this up six starts into it when you start playing games like that. All right, so you're making decisions about what you want the organization to be like moving forward. You don't overreact to one horrible loss.
Exactly.
And it was horrible.
Unless you're in the media.
To one horrible loss.
No, so what happens?
It's about continuity. It's about growing this guy as you're moving forward. It's been six starts.
Guys, that's Matt Ryan. What do you want me? I have nothing to add to that. If you don't want to listen to me, that was a minute straight, and somebody needs to tell Aaron Donald to shut his mic off when he's not talking, because he was opening up a bottle of Gatorade and drinking it while Matt Ryan was speaking. That's what that sound was. But it was still too good not to play. If you don't want to listen to me, and that's fine, who am I? I'm just a dummy talk show host. You listen to Matt Ryan. That was his take from the best player to ever put on a Falcons uniform. So if you don't want to listen to me, How about you listen to Matt? Ramil's up next. Ramil, finish us off.
What's going on, boss? Yeah. I think Raheem, I think he made a mistake by hiring defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake from last year and the offensive coordinator that they got right now, Robinson. I mean, it's cool to give them a chance and whatnot. And I guess the offensive coordinator made more sense with Kurt because he's a veteran, so he can – the offensive coordinator can learn on the job with a veteran quarterback, but you got a veteran offensive coordinator – and basically a rookie quarterback both learning on the job at the same time. That's just a recipe for disaster. So I think it's just going to be another wasted season, but that's typically an Atlanta theme. Like, we got all the horses on offense to have a good offense, but we just don't have an offense coordinator to go with.
Well, Ramil, unfortunately, more often than not, your assessment has been right. 7 years, no playoffs. And this is a critical game in preventing that from happening again. We'll take more of your calls when we get back. Plus, you'll hear from Mike Hughes. CB2 was on with Dukes and Bell today. What did he have to say about the loss and how the team rebounds? But we'll take more of your calls as well. If you didn't get in, 404-726-0929 is the number. It's Chris Thomas tonight.